There is a clear space in the jaws between the front and the back teeth, and into this space we put the steel bit to which the reins are fastened when we drive or ride the donkey. Each of the donkey's 4 feet consists of a single large strong toe, which is protected by a horny covering or nail called the hoof. The hoof alone would wear away too quickly on the stony roads over which the donkey has to walk in our country. So the blacksmith fastens plates of iron, which we may call donkey shoes, to its hoof. They are of the same shape as horseshoes, but are a good deal smaller. The donkey is an extremely useful animal. It costs much less than a horse, and it's very hardy, strong, and sure-footed. Many people think that a donkey is a very stupid creature, but this is a great mistake. When it's worked too hard, badly treated, and badly fed, the donkey becomes both stubborn and stupid. But if any other animal were treated in that way, it would do just the same. Any boy or girl who has a pet donkey to ride will find that the donkey can be both clever and patient, as well as loving and good. But to get the donkey to do its best for us, we must be very kind to it. Anyone who ill-uses a dumb animal must be either ignorant or wicked, or perhaps both. People who beat and ill-treat the donkey or any other animal can now be punished, either by having to pay a fine or by being put in prison.